Welcome to Scary Storytime by Spooky Boo. www.scarystorytime.com.
This allegedly true story was sent in by an anonymous reader. I haven't told this story to anyone before in my life, and I'm not even sure that I want to now. I have kept this quiet for so long, but it is still as clear as day in my head. I finally want to come forward and tell my story after hearing a couple of your videos. I want to thank you for telling my story. One night, it was really super late. I had just moved in my own little studio house out on the highway. It was a really cool place out in the middle of nowhere. There was a farmer who owned a few thousand acres and converted an old barn into a little studio with a flat. The rent was really cheap, and as he really just wanted the extra money to keep his animals fed without the hassle and use it to pay his property taxes, so it wasn't much at all. The first month there was great, with the exception of the occasional diesel on the highway. It was relatively quiet. I never had any visitors at all. Sometimes it was so quiet that I couldn't sleep, so I bought a little noise generator. I had moved from the city, so some noises were just natural. With the background noises of airplanes, I slept like a baby on most nights. I know, weird, right? One of those nights that I had a really hard time getting to sleep was the worst. It was about 2 a.m. when I finally got up to make a cup of ramen, which might put me back to sleep. I put the water in the teapot and just sat there waiting, zoning in and out, while waiting for it to boil. Not long after, I heard a knock at the door. I looked over at my pup, Bix. He was cuddled up behind the bookcase, refusing to come out. Normally, he would be barking his little head off, which I would have preferred at this time of night, but no chance of that happened. I started to grab my rifle, but when I reached for it, an unease hit my stomach. I don't know, it was like something warning me not to get it. At first, I thought it was my instincts knowing that it might be a cop with an emergency who might feel threatened by the gun until I opened the door. There stood two teens, about 11 years old. It was a boy and a girl. They were dressed in some really drab clothes. At first I thought they might be Amish, but I know Amish people would never let the children out this late at night. Deep down inside, I wanted to grab the rifle on the other side of the commode, but whenever I looked at it, my stomach churned. I stood there dumbfounded until one of them spoke. I couldn't tell which one it was. "Let us in." I immediately looked at these kids. What were they doing out this late? This time the girl spoke. "We need to use your phone to call our parents." Something was off. I looked at their faces, wondering if it was a prank. It reminded me of the last Criminal Minds show I watched, where a bunch of teens came to the door of unsuspecting couples and killed them. I suppose if I didn't watch crime shows, I might have let them in, but I was getting really suspicious, not to mention my stomach churning chunks as they stared at me. "I don't have a phone," I lied. "We need to use your bathroom," the boy spoke, almost robotically. "We are cold," the girl offered in the same monotone voice. This time, they looked up at me and their stare almost floored me. Their eyes. It was like looking into a bottomless well. I felt the room spinning as I stared. For a moment, I almost lost myself. Then Bix started whining. His whimper jolted me out of the weird trance. Grabbing my aching stomach, I shut the door in the faces of these kids and sat down on my chair with a shotgun across my lap. They knocked for a few minutes more, then nothing. I promptly moved out of the house the next month. I told the owner, and he just said, "Funny things, those kids with the black eyes. You may have all of your deposit back." I never returned. This is Spooky Boo. If you enjoyed this story, then please give it a thumbs up and let me know if you've ever had an experience like this. Also, I'd love to tell your story online. You can send it to me at scarystoriesonvideo@gmail.com and I will read it on my channel for you. It might also get selected for my nightly YouTube show from Sunday night to Thursday night from 10 p.m. until midnight or so. I have a Google Hangouts where we can just sit around and chat, and it live streams, and I'll be telling stories and inviting guests in to chat and have some fun.